New Orleans is a city that inspires artists and individuals to reinvent themselves, often in magical ways. Like New Orleans fashion designer Alicia Zenobia, who works from her home studio making sparkly bodysuits for joyous people. Shiny second skins that may, in a way, be about reinventing ourselves. Hello, Alicia, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
For those of our listeners who have not seen your suits, describe them for us.
They are skin-tight spandex, which is a little intimidating to some people, but they are covered in this beautiful, sparkly, holographic foil that just dazzles the eye. And it really, it seems counterintuitive, but it really makes everyone look really amazing. It has this sort of like full body Spanx quality to it to begin with. So it's keeping everything nice and tight to the body. And it also just the patterns that happen when you move around and light hits you, it's just beautiful. It's like you're an exploding star. They're really good bases for costumes too. So sometimes people will be like, I really need a cow print. I want to be a cow, but I want to accessorize it in the way that I want it to be. So they get the basic bodysuit in whatever print is appropriate, and then they add to it ears, tails, fur, whatever they like.
That was one of my questions for you, and that is this streetwear or is this costume closet attire?
I think for the most part, people relegate it to the costume closet, but I do know quite a few people that wear these on a regular basis, just going out on the town or doing yoga in them, or going running in them, running marathons in them. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do in them. They just add this like extra element of like alien bliss to anything that you're doing.
So how does this change people's ideas about clothing and how they feel? And can you tell us about some of the women who have worn them and what they have said about them?
Sure. I've had quite a few customers come to me pretty much trembling, being like, I really, really, really want to wear something like this, but I just don't think that my body is going to work for this. And I really have to hold their hand and be like, you know what? It's okay. I've got you. It's going to be fine. And all of them come back and they say, you know, I really had a hard time believing that this was going to work out. I was fully expecting to return this item, but it is magnificent and I feel so beautiful and confident. And part of that is the design. It's really like I pay a lot of attention to making sure that these designs are going to make people feel good about themselves, not bad. Who wants to wear something that makes them feel bad about themselves?
You describe your fashion wear as being joyous. What is joy?
Joy is, let's see, it's an expression of your most authentic self, I think. I think it's an expression of maybe your highest self. It's like the word yes in action. It's so many things. It's something that not only makes the individual feel lifted, but it makes everyone else feel lifted around them. Joy is something to aspire to every day.
And you feel like we can find that in our clothing?
I think so. I think that, I mean, I think we can find it in so many facets of our life, but I find that especially with regards to costumes, I think that it helps people that maybe are a little more shy or a little bit more stuck in a routine to sort of get out of that mindset and just project themselves just for a moment into a different way of thinking and being and moving and existing in this world. And I think it helps give our minds that can so often get stuck in a rut, it helps give them an alternative to the norm.
And I think we're big into costuming and putting on masks and putting on things that change us in some way. Is that sort of part of the city that's inherent in what you do?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that this is such an amazing city because you can reinvent yourself every single day. And I think that costuming is a huge part of that. And it's not seen as hiding from yourself. It's seen as expressing yourself. And I love that about this place.
Thank you so much, Alicia, for joining us today and bringing joy and spreading joy through your suits and your fabrics and your body wear to the world.
Thank you so much for having me.
For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.